When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman. Eric is right here in Silicon Valley. He is a certified financial planner. He's been helping people have remarkable retirements for over 30 years now. And his mission, of course, well, with everything going on in the world right now, is to help answer your questions about maybe your financial security and the future. That's what we're going to talk about today. Eric's going to outline some of the major financial risks on the horizon today and give you some strategies to help protect your savings. As we get started, here's that phone number we want you to have handy. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. You may call Eric and his team for a complimentary appointment. Plus, you can find them online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com, their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Hey, Luann. So yeah, it's been definitely interesting, right? With commodities going up like crazy because of a lot of the craziness in the world and with the Ukraine situation. And then now we've got inflation that was already going up, which this means that everything's just going to get even more expensive.
Yes.
And at the same time, this is the month. This is the month that the Fed stops printing the money. This is the month that they're going to be raising rates. So yeah, there's a lot going on. This stuff I've been warning you about from last year, saying, hey, definitely, time to take some risk off the table, protect some stuff. But it's one of those things where, well, if you haven't done that yet, okay, what should you be doing? And we can kind of talk more about that because, I mean, you don't want to make long-term decisions based on short-term events, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're 15, 20, 30 years for sure from retirement, you know, most of this isn't going to be even something you remember much by the time you take your money out of retirement time frame, right? So it's really the people that are under 5 years away from retirement. Yeah, that's where this is getting scary.
Right.
So that's where you need to take some action for sure.
So the Fed said, they meet like, I guess, 7 times this year. They even mentioned maybe they would raise interest rates each time. So since they're meeting right now, what do you think will happen with interest rates and then even taxes? What's your message to everybody who's concerned right now, Eric?
Well, yeah, the Fed announced last year that they're going to raise rates at least 3, if not 4 times this year, next year, and even 2 times in 2024. So if you're adding up the math there, that's, if it's only a quarter point of time, that's 2.5%. That means that 3 or 3.5% mortgage, wow, that could be 6% mortgage, which sounds expensive, but once upon a time it was normal, right?
So
yes. Something that me and you both remember, but
right.
So that's one of the things that we have to be, really planning for is, if you've got a lot of money that's on home equity line of credit, not a time to be there, right? Obviously the other thing that we've been talking about for a while is the government just spending and spending and printing money and spending. And we all know at some point they're going to pass a new tax law and, taxes will start going back up. So yeah, there's a lot of reasons why you should be doing some planning right now. Really what you want to do is take advantage of the low tax environment, convert maybe some of that money that's in pre-tax to Roth. Just start being smart about your money. Don't even put the money into the spot where you need to convert it, right? You could just do a Roth 401k potentially at your work and get rid of the taxes from day one. So there's lots of different things that people can be doing, but the hard part is we're all distracted. We're all focused on, whatever's the hottest thing in social media or what's on TV or whatever you're binge watching, right? And we don't sit down and really take advantage of the time that we have to say, hey, if I spend a few minutes here and focus a little bit, I can actually get my future a lot better off, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one of the things that I think people need to do is take some time out here, especially around tax time anyways. You're doing all this financial stuff. Take a little bit extra time and say, hey, don't just look backward, look forward and figure out, okay, how can we get that planning, in place for the future? And, so there's a couple things you need to be looking at. How are you going to get income in retirement, right? That's one big thing. And, where's those investments? How much risk do you have? You've probably got, sadly enough, already a good look at your risk profile from this year, what your portfolio has done. And then, look at also, how much you have in bonds. As rates go up, bond values go down. If you're in one of those target date funds, one of those ones with a 2030 or 2035 or whatever it is, those have a lot of bonds in them, and they buy more bonds every year you get older. That might not be the right place to be. So you want to look at that investment, then obviously the taxes, which you're looking at right now for last year, but how about looking at taxes for this year going forward and for the rest of your life? And then look at the healthcare issues and then, you know, legacy issues. And those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's how we help people worry less about their money and more about having fun and enjoying retirement. So that way they don't have to listen to the news. They don't have to watch their portfolio. They can just go off and enjoy life. And if that's something you want to do, right now we're waiving our fee for doing the planning. So all you do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We just find out what's going on, what issues you have. And then if you want to go forward with doing the plan, we'll actually show you your blueprint, what you already have in place, tell you what's working, what maybe something you might want to work on. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So very low key, very easy situation to go through. So, you know, if you want to leave a message or, you know, we can send you a link to book directly. All you have to do is either call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty right now with the economy. A lot of people are probably interested in just finding certainty with their income. So I want to go to the subject of Social Security and maybe how that can help, you know, as a reliable income source for retirement, Eric.
Well, the hard part is lots of times you hear people say, oh, let's just take that Social Security now because it's going to run out of money in, you know, 2035. Well, it's not going to run out of money. It's just not going to have enough to pay everybody. So, you know, what are they going to do? Well, they're not going to go after the seniors who love to vote and who are on that, you know, getting that paycheck today. They're going to do something to the people who haven't gotten there yet, right? That's what they've always done in the past, and I'm sure they'll do that in the future. Don't make short-term decisions based on that either. So that's one of the problems I see a lot of people doing. But it's a great source of income. It's never been meant or intended to be your only source of income. It's not a pension. It's not supposed to be your full savings. So that's why you have to be doing, you know, IRAs, 401ks, just regular investments. You can't be only depending on Social Security, because if you do, it's not going to be a very good retirement unless you live in someplace super, super cheap and not doing much.
So tell us, there's some changes taking place right now, or at least under debate, about Social Security in Congress. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, there, you know, one of the things is, you know, getting rid of the limit that of, you know, the upper limit, having a new higher limit. One proposal under the Biden tax plan was to, once you made over 400,000 or 450 married, that you, that 5.9% tax would kind of come back in. So that might be one thing. Obviously, changing how much cost of living people get, you know, make sure that people that they're also talking about maybe expanding it and giving more benefits, but, you know, how are they going to exactly be able to afford that? Because right now they can't afford the plan we have right now. So there's a lot of things that may be changing. You know, I mean, I think one of the weird ones was they raised the middle age for Social Security, but they didn't raise the lower age, right? So they didn't, so it's always been still 62. Well, 62 is seeming pretty young nowadays compared to once it was, right?
Thank you. That's how old I am.
Yeah, there you go. You know, that's one of those things that I can see that for sure being one of the changes that they might want to propose is, you know, raising that up 2 years like they did from 65 to 67 when, you know, when the full retirement is. And, you know, that there's going to be some changes that they're going to have to make. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we're going to have to see how that does. But, you know, again, that's why you have to have some lifetime income on your own. That's why you need to have, you know, some money there that's going to be yours. So one of the things that we have here is a white paper that you can get that really just tells you about your money. How long is it going to last? Is it going to last as long as you do? And some strategies that you might want to take advantage of right now. So, you know, again, if you want to get a link for that, all you have to do is text the word money, the word everybody likes. Yeah. Text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text money, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Okay, we do have to take a quick break, but we are not done yet. Still more to come with Eric Heckman. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Financial experts have said that there's this thing called behavioral factors that could influence our financial decisions. And I think we all kind of know that. In other words, sometimes we just act weird when it comes to our money, right, Eric?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No. Yeah. Emotions get in the way a lot.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, on how, you know, our behavior could really have a potential impact on our money decisions over time. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of smart decision making?
Well, there's a couple of spots that are always an issue. One is buying a stock, because it's kind of like somebody, you know, boarding a plane. If you board a plane, you hope you know where it's going. But a lot of times when people buy a stock, they just hope it's going up, and they don't necessarily know where it's going to be going or how it's going to end or where it's going to land in the end. A lot of times they don't want to sell it because, oh, it's lost so much, I don't want to sell it yet. Or it's made so much, I don't want to sell it. And then guess what happens? The ones who made too much, all of a sudden it didn't make too much, right? Because it drops right back down. Or the one that dropped a bunch drops even more. And then now you're wondering, why are you still keeping this stock? So that's one thing. And people get a lot of emotions around that. And the other ones, I think probably the big, big one is your mortgage. So I always tell people there's financial sense and fiscal sense, or emotional sense, sorry. So fiscal sense says lots of times if you can be having money, say maybe making 5 or 6%, why would you take that money and pay off a mortgage that's at 2 or 3%, right? Because, you know, if you're making 6, you can easily pay the 2 or 3% off. But sometimes the emotional part is just, nope, we got to have this house paid off, got to have it paid off no matter what. So, it's one of those things where as long as you know that you have an issue around that or you have a thought process around that, I think it's okay, because then at least you know you have that, right? The bad part is when people don't realize that they're doing that and they get really stuck. And it can definitely hurt people financially.
So, Eric, we're going to look at some common behavioral traps that we all can fall into. And I want you to tell us about each one, if you could, please.
Yeah. So, one that's been big, big confirmation bias. If you're a Trump supporter, you see other Trump supporters. If you're Biden, you see other Biden people. It's just like when you go buy a new car, all of a sudden you see your car that you bought all over the road.
Yeah.
It's like half the people have your car somehow.
And
it's
what
like,
is that?
And it's like, no, your brain's been trained to now look for that. And, it's just like trying to find Waldo. If you didn't know you were trying to look for Waldo, you're not going to find him. But if once you see him, you can start finding him, hopefully. That's one of those things where, if somebody else, bought this stock or somebody else didn't sell this stock, I'm going to do the same thing. May not translate for your situation the same, but that's what happens, because you're going to say, this person's doing it, this person's doing it, and then, it must be good for me. And I think the biggest problem with that is a lot of people just watching the news way too much.
Right.
where they just keep hearing all the bad stuff over and over and over. So, that's one. And then, the other one's overconfidence. Garrison Keillor, was it the one who had the, where the town's everybody's above average and, right? And there's nobody's kids are below average, right? They're all above average, but hold it, that statistically isn't possible, right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, you think you're going to do a lot better than buying this stock or buying this fund than everybody else, you know, because, well, that's just going to happen to those people, not me. And so that's one that can definitely get you and bite you in the end, because, you know, you may put too much into one spot and then realize, oops, that wasn't so good.
Yep.
And then probably, I think a big one right now is the illusion of control is a very big one. Right now, it's kind of scary because, you know, the stock market and the economy have diverged to an extreme level. And, you know, especially here in Silicon Valley with high tech stuff, I mean, technology just shot up insanely amounts. And even other companies like Tesla that have shot up so much. I mean, you know, how is Tesla, you know, how is Elon Musk worth more than Jeff Bezos, who's, you know, I mean, Amazon's monstrous, does so much stuff. And, you know, Tesla just has one, you know, plant to make cars. And there's tons of competition coming online. So, you know, there's some stuff that definitely, you know, you think you, oh, I can control that, or I can, you know, I know when things are going to change, so I'll get out of that fund, or I'll do something then. And no, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? I mean, lots of times bubbles, you don't see the bubble until it bursts, and then it's too late, but you thought you had control over it. And then the last one's probably loss aversion. You know, this one, of course, March was really ugly, right, last year. I mean, that 30% drop and then the fastest recovery. Basically, the federal government just turned on the printing presses to an insane level. I mean, we don't know how we're going to get out of this, but they printed almost $4 trillion last year. After the financial crisis, they printed $1 trillion. That was it. And they did this within about 3 months. So it's super scary, you know, how much money they've printed out of nowhere. And every time they take that money back out of the economy, the market starts crashing. So, you know, that's one of those tough things. So, yeah, once you know about all this stuff, it's going to help you out a lot. But, yeah, you do need to know about this stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financials. We can actually help you figure out what's in your plan, what should you be doing, you know, what makes sense for you personally, not all these other people, and make it a custom approach. And so that, what we do is we create that income plan, figure out, okay, here's the course you're on right now. Here's some things you might want to do to fix that, to make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. Look at those investments. You know, are they suitable to what you want? What's the risk level you have today? And are you okay with that risk level? Then taxes. You know, well, what should you be doing tax-wise? Because there's a lot of tax opportunity this year. Lastly, healthcare and legacy. You know, what's happening in those areas? How are you going to make sure you have healthcare? Who's going to get your stuff in the end? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, those five areas. And so what we do is we do a phone call with somebody, find out what their worries are, set a time to do virtually, you know, go over your plan that you're on right now, and then give you the pointers of what should you change. And then it's up to you at that point if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, right now we're waiving the fee for radio callers. So good time to be doing it for sure. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. wealthcreatorradio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And so, Eric, when you're talking and getting to know your clients, starting to learn a little bit more about them, do you think they show one of these behaviors, or do they sort of have a combination of them? What have you seen?
You know, all these behaviors kind of point to certain things, right? So one I just had recently was somebody who's some money that they, I think, inherited. And so they're using the financial advisor in New York, even though they live out here. And I was making some recommendations for some other funds that they have. And they ran it by that guy. And, you know, you could tell he was a money manager only, meaning all he does is investments and nothing else. He doesn't do full planning or anything like this, right? So he was recommending them, yeah, I talked about a way to have some of their money guaranteed. He was recommending one that was a variable annuity that goes into the stock market. And because he was saying, oh, you should look at this company. I mean, he wasn't selling it. He was just saying, you should look at this company because they have low fees. No, that's, you know, you don't give somebody a screwdriver when they ask for a hammer. You know, I mean, that's not the same thing. And so, yeah, I had to educate them about why we're doing this. We're trying to have some money guaranteed safe, some money that's indexing with the stock markets, but doesn't lose money when the markets go down. And But what he wanted to do is he wanted to get that okay from his other person. And lots of times people will do that with just their parents, or they'll do it with their friend, you know, or they'll do it with somebody. Oh, this person's done really good investing. And then you find out really what happened was they were at some company that went IPO'd and they made a ton of money off of that. And then they've been investing that money. Well, if you took $10 and made it $1 million, that's good at investing. But if you had $2 million and all you're doing is sitting around investing the $2 million, that's not necessarily super great. So you do have to kind of walk people back sometimes from that and say, okay, what makes sense for your situation, mm-hmm. not this other person?
You want to have confidence in your plan, but you don't want to fall into that trap of overconfidence. How do you help people with that?
Well, just by testing it. We actually have a risk score that people can look at and see, okay, here's how much risk you have today, and here's how much what's the odds of your portfolio going up and down the next 6 months. And, you know, if that's the monster roller coaster and you thought you were on the baby roller coaster, well, you're about to get sick, or you should get off.
Or get off.
So what we can do is you can text us, and if you text the word money to 800-454-1184, we'll send you the report on how long will your money last. It will last as long as you do. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Just text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement, because his goal is to help you solve any income gaps that you might be having in retirement. And he certainly wants to help you worry less in retirement. We're talking today about how our emotions and our behavior can kind of get in the way of making smart decisions about our retirement money. And as we're talking through this today, Eric, which do you think is harder, managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about their money?
Probably the second one for sure. Yeah, no, I've often said, instead of having a finance degree, having psychology, counseling, probably would have been a lot better and a lot more useful almost for this profession. So yeah, there's a lot that people get. I mean, you know, literally I've had several clients that have inherited stocks, and, you know, one was from a bank, and, you know, that bank stock, you know, really last year had done really awful. And so, you know, but they didn't want to sell it because, you know, this is where dad worked and, you know, he always had that. Or, you know, there's been lots of times where, you know, people have inherited certain stocks and they just don't want to sell them because they're emotionally attached. Well, it's like being emotionally attached to a dollar bill. Right, it's just a dollar bill, who cares, right? So that doesn't really make sense. So but unfortunately, yeah, a lot of times people's emotions do get in the way. I mean, yeah, for sure, anything like buying a new house and stuff, because that's changing a lot of things. Or if you're retiring and losing your job is kind of the way people think about retiring lots of times, even though you're doing it voluntarily, right? But, you know, those kind of situations, those massive life changes are definitely always going to be emotional. But some of them are things that we could probably overcome better, but a lot of times people don't. So we have to kind of help walk them through that for sure.
Let's talk about that illusion of control where, you know, we think we can handle whatever's coming at us, you know, any external events, things like that. Have you seen this play out with people who are trying to plan out their retirement?
Well, probably one that comes to mind is I had a guy I met with in gosh, it must have been like the mid-90s or something, and he was in his late 70s at the time, but I just always remember the fact that, or maybe been in even the early 2000s, but he said he turned on Social Security at 62, the soonest he could get it, because, you know, with his CDs earning, you know, 6, 7, 8%, why does he need the money? Right. And then guess what happened once those CDs got down to, at the time, probably, I think they were 2 to 3%. That was before they got down to the 1% range even. Right. But that's because he just had that illusion of control that rates are always going to be this high. Rates are going to be up here, and then they change. Right. And you have no control over that. And if you've made decisions that affect your entire lifetime income, aka Social Security, to start, that's pretty brutal, because you can't go backward and fix that. I mean, it's already happened. But also, a lot of times people think about that in the stock market. You know, they'll say, oh yeah, no, this thing's, yeah, things are gonna be going great forever, and we're just gonna keep always making 10%, and so I don't have to worry about things that much. And it's like, no, drops happen, you know, crashes happen, corrections happen, and those weren't big deals when you weren't taking the money out. But I think the other problem too is the illusion of control is people don't understand that once you have to take the money out because you need it to live on, you can't wait for the market to come back. And so that's one control they think they have that where they, you know, definitely don't have, because, you know, you need to live.
Right. Right.
You need money that month.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be worrying about all these things that are out of our control. So how can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all of that?
So the only thing I've been able to develop over, you know, almost 30 years in the business here is, you know, I've seen all these issues play out, and really, it probably took me almost 10 years in the business before I saw all this, because obviously, like, you also have to go through a market correction and all those types of things to really see how things work properly. But the only way I've been able to figure out how to get all these things to work right is have three types of money. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is stuff that can't go away, which is either, you know, something that's like a bank, an insurance company, or U.S. Treasuries. Then have some steady income money. This is stuff that pays typically somewhere around 4 to 7%, ideally a monthly, if not at least quarterly, and isn't typically tied to the stock market, so it's not going up and down daily. And then lastly, you want to have that market money. But what's happened is the 401ks really messed us up. Because the 401ks back in the early, you know, late 80s, early 90s, when markets were going up like crazy with all the computers and the internet and everything else coming online, then what happens, those Fidelities and Vanguards of the world basically got rid of all the guaranteed options that used to be in retirement plans and said, hey, let's just do everything 100% at risk in the market. Well, guess what? You know, in bad times, that can be really ugly. So yeah, with your 401k, you don't have much choice. But with your IRAs and your other monies that you've saved up, you have choices. You could be funding some of these foundational assets and these steady income monies. And why do you want those? Well, because when there's a bad time, you take money from the foundational assets. And if you have some steady income money, you always have cash flow coming in, so you're not having to sell stuff. And then if it's a good year, you take it from the market side. But most people's portfolios I see are almost always about 1.5% in terms of yield, meaning how much dividends and interest do they get off all that money they have saved up. Yet they're planning on taking out 4% a year. So if they're taking out 4% and they're only earning 1.5%, guess what? That means you're having to sell principal of 2.5%, sell shares, and that means whatever the market's doing is going to be a huge effect on you. Mm-hmm. And so so if you have these types of monies, that's when it makes sense. And again, that's why you want to have a plan. That's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, one of the things we're doing, you know, this year is we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee for people who are listening to the show and saying, okay, let's just get you to have this information. So we'll have that worry less wealth talk on the phone, find out your situation. And then if it makes sense, we'll go forward and do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we're going to look at your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plans that you have right now today, even if you don't know what they are. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's what's good and here's what's bad. Here's what you might want to fix. And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So pretty easy process. Why don't you take some time and take care of yourself. give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can even request his book because Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement. That's the name of his book, Worry Less Wealth. Request that as well, and you can get that complimentary. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, you've shared a lot with us today on how to keep our emotions out of our decisions with money, but any final tips for us?
Well, so the biggest thing I think is when you react when you have no plan, right? So anytime you're flying, what is the first thing they tell you? You know, put your mask on before you put the other person's mask on, right? And all this stuff, have your seatbelt buckled and all that stuff. So there's a reason why they tell you that over and over, because it's been beaten up in your head and you can just react and do it, right? Same thing with having a financial plan. If you have a plan, then it's really easy to fall back on that plan and say, hold it, am I actually doing the things right because of this is what the plan was? So if something goes bad, well, what was my plan? And let me look at that and see if that makes sense. But again, if you don't have that plan, geez, it's really hard to figure out, right? And so that's one of the things that you want to be really taking advantage of, is having that plan, having, make sure that money will last as long as you do. And so one of the things we actually have is a report that you can just text and get. It's all you do is text the word money, and to see if that money will last as long as you do, and we'll send you that report. So just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. Wealthcreatorradio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got my reverse mortgage guru, Marilyn Brown Ross, here. Good to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. My goodness, how could it be another year?
Yep. And so one of the things that we should really be talking about is the lending limit on the reverse mortgages went up, which, you know, why does that matter? Well, that's because it's a function of your age and this limit, right? Isn't
that's
that how
exactly
they do this
right.
whole calculation?
This is on the home equity conversion mortgage. It's called the HECM. It's the FHA product.
That's the main federal one, right?
That's, yes. So, boy, when I started in this business, it was like 200 and some thousand was the lending limit. So just now, January 1st, it went up to $970,800. And of that, so this is an age-to-value product. It isn't loan-to-value like a regular mortgage. The older you are, the more money you get. So they take that whatever, if it's 970 or let's say it's 800,000, the value of your home, you're going to get a portion of that depending on your age. The older
right.
you are, the more you get. So it's really a huge jump for people.
Yeah, it was 150,000 increase, right? So,
yes.
so that's
yeah.
a lot more percentage increase. I mean, it may not be 150, or probably
yeah.
won't be, but it'll be
yes,
some
significant.
Feature. Yeah.
yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of myths and misconceptions about reverse mortgages and what they are and what they aren't. And so probably the the numero uno one, right, is that the bank's going to own my house,
absolutely,
right? Isn't that awful?
I hear that every time I go, I'll have calls from people, you know, I'd just like to hear a little about this. I'm not going to do it because I want to leave the house to my children, but and not to the bank. And that was happened in the 80s.
Miami Vice was on TV. All right, let's just get some context to this, right?
Exactly.
The big shoulder pads, all the other stuff, right?
But so. Today it was so bad. That was a terrible thing because the bank or the lender did go on your title back when that first started. That made them a partner in your home. So you go to sell that house, they got half the equity.
Yeah.
But that didn't last long. But to this day, it was so bad that people today still think that's what's going to happen. So when I go out, because I really like to meet people face to face. I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to, but most people say yes, because I always tell people that live wherever you are, deal with somebody that's in your area, because there's so many that you can call. Okay, let's call from TV. Let's call this number. Right. I'm here, but they're in Southern California. Well, once that's closed, once you do that reverse mortgage, you're not going to have a contact because...
Nope, then you have an 800 number.
That's exactly right.
Your estimated wait time is only 59 minutes.
That's exactly right. And so. I always go, doesn't have to be me. You know, I'm not saying that, but get somebody in the area that you have a contact with. That I've got clients that I've done 10 years ago that call me with questions and I answer them and they go, it's so nice to have you there.
So again, you know, the reverse mortgage is really a way to get rid of your payments. If you have a mortgage, get rid of the payment, or to unlock the equity without having to sell the house, without having to realize the capital gains, without having to do what I call the raisin plan, which is, you know, move out to the Arizona and shrivel up in the sun. You know, so you don't have to do any of that stuff. You can stay in your house. But, you know, so one of the other misconceptions I think you've always heard about reverse mortgages is how the interest rate is so high, you know, and it's going to skyrocket and it'll go super crazy high, right? So isn't there a fixed rate option?
There's a fixed rate. There's so many different options. Like the Heckam we were talking about.
Not Heckam.
It has a fixed rate. It has an adjustable rate. There's many different things. So, and it depends on the monies that's taken out. So there's no way to really tell until I do an analysis for someone.
So it depends on what you need and stuff. But
exactly.
I know with a fixed rate, you have to take most of it. You have to take it out then. But again, if that's going to be what you need to pay off your mortgage anyways, then hey, that's fine.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so even if rates do start, you know, shooting back up, you know, there is a fixed rate option. So again, that's not only, you know, well, I mean, it might be smarter to do it, you know.
And the variable rate has a cap on it. So I think it's very low today. And the cap can only go 5 points higher than it is today. So it's not like you can, it's going to skyrocket up to 20% or 18%.
Be a credit card rate or something crazy. Yeah, so.
And the nicest part, too, is there's no tax consequences on this money.
And so that's the other thing, too, I don't think people really pay attention to is, like, you know, they may have some stocks that have shot up or, you know, other stuff, or maybe they're taking way more than their required minimum distribution. They're having to take all this money out of their IRA and pay all this tax. In the meantime, they could have been taking this money tax-free.
Tax-free
out of your house. I mean, when you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. And not even having to, you know, pack up all your junk and get out of there.
And you're in your home and you're there till you can be there till you're 150 years old. I don't think any of us are going to make that. The requirements are it can never go into foreclosure unless there's no payment for number one. If you have a mortgage and you're missing the payments, it's going to go into foreclosure. But this one, you have to pay your property tax, insurance, and keep the house in decent repair, like you would anyway, I'm sure.
And you can even put those on an impound, right, type of thing, if you want them to? Or?
I think that they're starting to do that. It used to only be that they had to do it if your credit was real bad. And then they would say, we'll do this, but we're going to do what we call a life expectancy set aside. We put aside the money up till you're 90, I think. I'm pretty sure it's 90. They'll, like, if you're 70, they're going to set aside 20 years out of what's available to pay your property tax and insurance for you, and you never have to worry about it.
Okay.
And that way nobody can forget.
Yeah. I mean, because it's obviously one of the other issues, too, is I work with a lot of people that have been, you know, either widowed or they're – you know, or just they were single and stuff, and they don't have anybody necessarily there to check on their finances. And if all of a sudden you start missing stuff or forgetting stuff, yeah, your house could get foreclosed on. Here, the only way it would be really just the property tax or the insurance, which is less frequent payments and such. And so hopefully that'd be less of a deal. But, you know, what are some of the, I mean, I guess some of the other misconceptions, like, well, I guess one would be is they're only for little amounts, right? I mean, obviously we're talking about that they've already gone up by 150
yes,
grand.
But that's only on the HECM. So there's a jumbo that goes up to 4 million. So the jumbo product, the HECM is based, you get a portion of the lending limit, 978 or under, $970,800 or less. So if it appraises for 800,000, you're going to get a portion of 800,000. But with the jumbo, you're going to get a portion of the appraised value, which is way more. Those really work for $1.5 million and up, if the value. But there's a whole lot of money available.
So if you had a really large mortgage or something, or maybe you wanted to, I actually have one interesting case where the parents are buying a house where the, you know, they want to kind of keep that whole large family together. So they're actually buying one with their daughter and their son to all live together. And they want to buy that big dream house, right? So that's going to be more expensive. So, I mean, that could be actually a way for them to do that, or, you know, so yeah, it's not just small mortgages, you know, and also I think probably the other thing is that people always think it's only if you're in emergency. I mean, I know obviously you've had some foreclosure stuff that you had to help people. You've had home health care kind of issues. You've had some other kind
I've
of cases
had some
that are
that,
more for fun.
Oh, that a fella called me and he had like an $8 million portfolio and his house was paid for, but he called and said, I'd like to explore doing a reverse mortgage. I said, why? Because he said, I would love a line of credit where I could access it with no consequences. He said, if I sell my stocks, whatever I do out of my portfolio, I'm going to be taxed. So he did it. I mean, he had a beautiful home that was worth a lot of money. I don't know what he had in his, I don't remember exactly, but it was a substantial amount in the line of credit. And he never had to use it. He didn't have to use it. He wanted it there as a backup. If I need something, I don't want to have to sell.
Kind of like a margin account. I mean, margin interest is really high, so this is a way better deal.
Way better.
And it has no payments requirements so forth. And it's all tax-free, like we said.
All tax-free, and he doesn't start getting taxed on it until he moves it from the line of credit into his account to use.
Yeah.
So it's sitting in that line of credit with a growth rate on it.
Well, I also remember the one where, you know, you said the lady who was older wanted to give gifts to all of her while she was alive.
While she was alive, she said, I want to take money. She had 7 or 8 grandchildren. It was her 100th birthday. And she said, I want to give my grandchildren a $10,000 check each while I'm here. I want to see their face. I don't want to die and then leave it to them. And she did that. She had a big blowout at the top of the mark in San Francisco. She did the reverse, took the money and handed them a check, and it made her, she was crying. She called me and she said, Marilyn, it was the best thing I could have ever done to see their faces, to have that money in their hand. That was for me the best. And I said, I'm so happy, really.
And I think that was when it was probably 15. Now it's 15 is the gift limit, so she probably could have done more today.
Yes, but, today, mate. Yep.
Yeah. So, well, again, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, I mean, I know you do a very consultative approach where you actually find out what's the situation. You'll tell them, hey, this is if it works or not, and
exactly,
this is the good and bad of it for your situation. And,
right.
Yeah, and so tell them, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. Again, 408-722-0010.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson, and it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically, he wanted to get that dream retirement house, and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year, year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth, and then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules, and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't, and then they blow that. And then these after-tax monies. You know, if you have after-tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. You know, those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually, on the phone, or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.